We are halfway through the week, and it is time to go back to the waiver wire. In this video, we will do a breakdown of the diamond player trends on Yahoo so that we can determine which players could help you right now. Stay until the very end because we are going to discuss players that are rostered almost nowhere that could end up having value. Keep watching. Before we get started, do me a favor and smash that like button and subscribe to Brock Lesnar Hoops if you have not yet. In this video, we are going to discuss the top pickups and the top drops in diamond tier leagues. By following the best players and the pickups they're making, it can help us determine if there's any fire to the smoke. The top pickups right now in diamond tier leagues are DeAndre Hunter, Jalen Suggs, Eric Gordon, Grayson Allen, Tim Hardaway Jr., Kelly Oubre, Kelly Olynyk, Dorian Finney-Smith, Jalen Johnson, Alec Burks, Lonnie Walker, and Marvin Bagley for the centers. And if you're wondering how I have this cool strip right here that shows me the number of games left that each player has, that's actually courtesy of the Fantasy Basketball Wizard. It's a Chrome and Firefox extension that I've partnered with for years now, and I personally use and have used for years. I wanted to show you this dope new feature that they just rolled out. I love it so much. So here you see my Brock Lesnar Hoops Free League. So what they've added is here you can see everyone that's in our league, and you can compare your production that week against everyone else in the league. That is amazing. So not only can you project your matchup for that week, but how well you would have done against everyone else. And according to this chart, I would have won almost every matchup so far based on the projections, except for a couple. Very promising right there. When I saw this feature roll out, it blew my mind. I'm the guy who in the past has literally opened up multiple browsers so that I could compare my numbers to the numbers of a different team or a different matchup. And with this tool, I don't have to do that anymore. I'm going to have a link in my description so you can check out the tool. It is a paid tool. It's not much, but it's definitely worth it, and it's going to give you a huge edge against your competition. The first player we're going to discuss as a pickup today is Jalen Suggs. He has flown off waiver wires ever since we discussed him on Monday. He was only 10% rostered back then. He played 32 minutes in a loss against the Clippers, but he had 11 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, got you a steal, once again got you a block. He did have 3 turnovers, so the defensive potential is there. He's getting a lot of minutes, which I love to see. That's why his ownership is increasing. The minutes and opportunity has been there for him, and he's starting to capitalize. Colin Sexton is being picked up right now after having 23 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, and only 2 turnovers. Colin Sexton played almost 23 minutes, took 10 shots, made 8 of them, had 23 points, plus minus of 22, had 6 assists. So some nice production there. Nice to see the minutes at 22. He got only 16 the game before that. So the minutes haven't been consistent, which led to some people dropping him. If he's on your waiver wire, you might pick him up, see if he's ready to get hot. Grayson Allen is another player whose ownership has skyrocketed over the last couple of days, plus 17% over the last day. You can see here that on the 31st, he played 37 minutes, had 19 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, had a block with 2 turnovers. The game before that had 17 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. The minutes have been there. The production has been there. He's gotten 29 or more fantasy points the last 2 games. You can see that in that loss, he made 5 of his 9 shots, made 5 three-pointers out of the 7 that he took, and made all 4 of his free throws. So he's being efficient. He's getting defensive numbers. He's getting offensive numbers. Somebody to strongly consider off the waiver wire. Malik Monk is now 46% rostered, and he has increasing ownership because we learned De'Aaron Fox may miss some time with an ankle injury. In a loss against the Warriors, Malik Monk had 16 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, got you 2 blocks, took 9 shots, made 5 of them, hit 3 three-pointers, and 3 free throws out of the 3 that he attempted. He had about 25 minutes. The game before that, he scored 22 points, made 7 of his 17 shots, hit 4 of his 9 three-pointers. So the production has been there, and with De'Aaron Fox potentially out a little bit longer, he has some runway to produce for your team. Josh Hart is currently 50% rostered, And he had a bit of a rough start to the season, but he showed a glimmer of hope for us last night. He had 11 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. He did have 2 turnovers with no steals or blocks, but he did play 29 minutes. He did only make 5 of his 14 field goal attempts and only 1 of the 5 three-pointers that he attempted. But still nice to get the 8 rebounds. He's a guy that we grab because he can get a lot of rebounds for a guard. A sprinkle of assists. We want to see more steals and blocks numbers to really make him worth it. But I think he's going to be better sooner rather than later. Talen Horton-Tucker is 27% rostered right now. Yesterday played 23 minutes. Had 9 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. He's averaging 5.6 assists for the season. Something to keep in mind if assists is something that you value. In a blowout win against the Memphis Grizzlies, he had 9 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. He did have 5 turnovers, but he made 4 of his 8 field goal attempts. Didn't get you any threes. Only took 1 free throw, and he hit it. Still, very useful production if you need the assist. He can't turn the ball over that much, though, if he's going to be on my team. The Hawks have a few forwards on the waiver wire right now that could really help your team. Bogdan Bogdanović is one of them, only 44% rostered right now. So far averaging 12 points, 2 rebounds, and 3.6 assists for the season. Last game he got you 12 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, a steal, a block. He did hit a 3-pointer, only made 4 of his 10 shots, played 23 minutes. He's getting enough minutes to be productive, and this is a guy that tends to be better as the season progresses. I would take a chance on him now. He has the ability to help in a lot of areas such as scoring, assists, threes, and sometimes can get you some steals. This guy is historically a very boom or bust type of player, and right now he appears to be booming. Tim Hardaway Jr. played 27 minutes yesterday, got you 24 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. He's averaging 20.3 points for the season so far. He's taken 14 or more shot attempts all 4 games that he's played so far. Last game made 8 of his 15 shots, took 13 three-pointers, hit 7 of them. So that should show you the kind of green light he has. He did get you a steal. He was minus 9, so he didn't help exactly while he was out there, even though his team won. So that's something to keep an eye on if you do have Tim Hardaway Jr. If that plus-minus isn't looking great, that could hurt his playing time. But considering he's only 36% rostered right now, it's probably time to give him a look. Caris LeVert is 51% rostered and has had some additional value with Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell, to a lesser extent, ailing. In this very young season, he's averaging 19.5 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. Yesterday, he got you 19 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, the plus minus a 10, very promising. He got 30 minutes. The game before that got 44 minutes. He's played at least 30 minutes the last 4 games. So the minutes have been there, the opportunity has been there, and the production has been pretty decent. So for a guy available in half of leagues, pick him up. Eric Gordon has been capitalizing on some injuries the Suns are dealing with, namely to Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. He played 36 minutes last game, had 20 points, 2 rebounds, and 6 assists. He's only 38% rostered, so give him a look if you're in need of a score. Just don't drop anyone too valuable, because once the Suns are back to full health, chances are he'll go right back to the waiver wire. DeAndre Hunter is another player that has flown off waiver wires. His ownership percentage has gone up by 34% in the last day alone, which is pretty crazy. In a very small sample size, DeAndre Hunter's averaging 18 points per game. Last game, he got you 23 points, took 16 shots, made 8 of them, took 7 three-pointers, only hit 2, drew 6 free throws, hit 5 of them, had 7 rebounds, 3 assists. 5 turnovers is really high, but he did get you 2 steals. He had 5 personal fouls. So DeAndre Hunter is producing. He's getting minutes. The team likes him. Give him a look if you're in need of a score with some defensive potential. Denny Abdia had a very strong game and is still pretty widely available, only 43% rostered at the moment. In his last game, Denny took 16 shots and made 10 of them, made 2 three-pointers out of the 4 attempts he had, took 1 free throw and missed it, had 5 rebounds, 3 assists, only 1 turnover, 2 steals, a block, was a plus minus of 3. So very strong performance from him. He's averaging 13 points, 6.3 rebounds, and almost 3 assists for the season. So for a guy that's widely available, I think there's a lot of meat on that bone. Dorian Finney-Smith is a decent utility player, has mostly been a streamer throughout his career. He tends to get hot, then goes cold. But he's been on a bit of a hot stretch. He's been getting minutes. You can see there has had 28 or more minutes the last four games. Now, keep in mind that the injuries to Nicholas Claxton, you have Cameron Johnson also hasn't been playing, which has opened up minutes and touches. So in 29 minutes, almost 30 minutes, he had 15 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, no steals, no blocks. He was a very putrid minus 20, which says a lot considering they won the game. So in the minutes he was out there, his team got outscored by 20 points. That doesn't bode well for his future productivity, in my opinion. Coaches absolutely look at that. This big guy is widely available, very skilled, and getting you a decent amount of assists in limited minutes. Kelly Olynyk is only 25% rostered at the moment, but that has crept up over the last few days. Even though he is not scoring much, he's still getting you 5 rebounds and 4 assists, and he's doing it in roughly 20 minutes per game. We saw last game he played almost 26 minutes, made 5 of his 7 shots, took 4 3-pointers, hit 3 of them, took 2 free throws, made 1, had 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 turnovers, got you a steal, was a plus minus of 38. So they blew out Memphis and he was plus 38 the minutes he was out there. That's why he's getting minutes. The guy is really good. He's really productive. And it seems like he's outplaying Walker Kessler at the moment. I know a lot of people are looking to move on from Walker Kessler. And I understand. I get it. But be patient. You can ruin your season with your decision making in these first few weeks if you get too hasty and give up really good value at the end of the season in the first week. Just be patient. Naz Reid is another center that's being picked up off of waiver wires. His percentage increased 20% in the last day as far as the amount of leagues that have him rostered. He's at 49% right now, so still widely available. Naz Reid has been playing between 20 to 28 minutes per game, and he's doing so with Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert healthy, which is a pretty new development. You can see for the season, he is averaging 16 points and 4.5 rebounds. Not a guy that's going to get you assists. Last game had 16 points, 5 rebounds, an assist, a steal. Hasn't gotten you any blocks the last 4 games, and that's typically something you can expect with Nas. So I'm assuming once the blocks come, his value will increase even more. I like the amount of playing time he's getting. If you're looking for like a 4th or 5th big and he's on your waiver wire, he has a lot of potential. And if you have Rudy Gobert or Karl Anthony Towns, I think he's one of the better handcuffs in the league right now. And if you don't know what a handcuff is, that is essentially a player that you have in case one of your other players gets injured. You want to have the player who's going to absorb that value. It's like a contingency plan, if you will. After being heavily dropped the last few days, Derek Lively II played 33 minutes and had himself a game. In roughly 33 minutes, this young man got you 7 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists. Really didn't see that coming. If he can continue getting you assists like that, oh, look out. Had 2 steals, 1 block, only took 5 shots but made 3 of them. 4 free throws, missed 3, so definitely hurt you there. He's still a rookie, though. I think he'll be better. I don't know how much better, but he'll be better than 25% from the free throw line. If somebody panic dropped him in your league over the last few days, now's the time to pick him up. I really like his upside. This next group of guys are players that you can target in deeper leagues. They're available in at least 80% of leagues. And a lot of times, they start with deep league value. And before you know it, you'll want them on a 12-team league. So it makes sense to continue watching, even if they don't have value for you today. That doesn't mean they won't be there in 2 to 3 days. A good example of that is Jalen Suggs, who we covered on Monday as a deep league asset. And now is being picked up in 12-team leagues. Dellen Wright is only 8% rostered. He played 22 minutes roughly, had 9 assists and 2 steals. If you really want assists and steals, Dellen Wright is a great target for deep leagues. And if he continues getting minutes around the 20 range, I think he can be very productive for you. With Tyrese Haliburton out, TJ McConnell was able to play almost 28 minutes. He got you 18 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Whenever Haliburton is not playing, TJ McConnell is going to have value. The handcuff word I told you earlier, TJ McConnell is a very good one for Tyrese. Will he produce when Tyrese Haliburton is healthy? That remains to be seen. Still though, he's only 4% rostered, so might as well have him on your radar. Davion Mitchell's only 5% rostered. You can see that went up by 4% over the last day. A lot of that has to do with the fact that De'Aaron Fox is missing some time. He was able to play almost 30 minutes, had 13 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. That's some very useful production, especially if you're the team missing De'Aaron Fox. As long as De'Aaron Fox is out, he should get enough minutes to at least put up some low-end production for you. Killian Hayes is only 8% rostered, and what's intriguing to me is the number of minutes that he is getting. He's also been getting a lot of steals for you. Right now, he's averaging 1.8 steals and 0.6 blocks from the point guard position for a guy, again, that's only 8% rostered. He's getting you almost 4 assists per game. As long as the minutes are there, I like his upside to produce, especially in the assists, steals, and potentially blocks column. Keep in mind, though, he can hurt your percentages. Gary Payton II is only 7% rostered. He's been getting minutes in the low 20s. Even though last game he didn't have a great game, he is averaging 1.8 steals. He is a bit of a steal specialist. So if you're in a deeper format and you need steals, I just told you two guys that you should be looking at. I also like that he's point guard, shooting guard, and small forward eligible. Gives you a lot of flexibility when you're setting your lineups. Keyonte George is another guy I'm very excited about. The minutes have been pretty consistent. Last game got you 23 minutes. 3 games in a row getting you a steal. He also got you a block. I just love the poise this young man plays with. I love the minutes that he's getting. He's getting as many minutes as Colin Sexton. So to me, what that spells is that as soon as the Jazz are no longer in contention for the playoffs, this is a guy that's going to break out. I'm making that prediction now. Gary Harris is for sure a low-end pickup. He's only 5% rostered, but he's getting minutes in the high teens, low 20s. Even though last game he only scored 9 points, in the past he was a very useful fantasy player for his ability to hit threes and get you some steals. If you're in a deeper format and you want some degree of scoring and steals potential, you know he's not doing much of it right now. Gary Harris is somebody to consider. This next guy, you know, is a favorite of Brock Lesnar Hoops. And there is a chance that he'll have more value after he was just traded to the 76ers. Robert Covington is only 8% rostered right now, and I'm going to keep an eye on that rotation to see how many minutes he gets with the 76ers. There's a possibility he starts at the 4. Nothing confirmed yet, but if he gets more minutes than he was getting with the Clippers, be on the lookout, because if Roko starts getting those 3 steals and blocks, it's going to be a party. Kenyon Martin Jr. is another player who could benefit from that trade. He was also traded to the 76ers, plays very similar roles to Robert Covington. Will he be the one to get more minutes? Again, that's why I'm keeping a very close eye on that rotation to see how things shake out. I think there could be a lot of fantasy implications over the next few days with some of these deep league targets. Lonnie Walker's only 13% rostered right now. And he's a guy that in the past, last year with the Lakers, he would drop 17, 20, 21 points and then have a dud the next game. So he's never been consistent. He's shown flashes of his potential. Right now in 3 games played, he's averaging 16.7 points, 3.3 assists, 1.3 steals, and 0.7 blocks. I don't see those defensive numbers remaining consistent, but as far as Cam Johnson, we don't know when he'll be back. Nicholas Claxton has been missing time too, so there's some minutes and shots available, and Lonnie may be able to capitalize in the short term. Bilal Coulibaly is only 5% rostered right now, but he is putting up some really nice defensive numbers, and you should at least be aware of it. For the season, even though he's only getting you 4 points per game, only 3 rebounds and less than 2 assists, he is getting you a steal per game and 1.5 blocks from the small forward position. And he's doing that to start his career. His defensive potential was high. His offensive ceiling right now isn't very high, though. He's going to have to improve there if he wants to get enough playing time to justify having him in standard leagues. Right now, he's kind of on the same boat as Matisse Thybulle, somebody that you pick up because you want a streamer for steals, blocks when he's getting the minutes. Hopefully, he can be more than that, though. I think he can be much better than we will see. Larry Nance Jr. is only 4% rostered. After playing minutes in the teens his first 3 games, yesterday he played almost 24 minutes, had 9 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Again, only 4% rostered. This is a guy that has the ability to get you rebounds, the ability to get you steals. He's not really a shot blocker. He can be very efficient from the field as well. He has shown his fantasy potential over the years. but it seems like every time he gets going, he gets injured. He seems to be healthy right now, though, so give him a look. Drew Eubanks is only 11% rostered right now. Even though he's only getting minutes in the teens, he's had 2 blocks, 2 games in a row. He's had 2 or more blocks 3 of his last 4 games. So he's a great block streamer if you need to win blocks that week. He's only 11% rostered. And the guy in front of him, Jusuf Nurkić, is historically injury prone. So at any moment Nurkić goes down, this guy's value is going to increase exponentially. Might also be a good handcuff if you have Nurkić. The last guy on my list is Marvin Bagley III. Jalen Duren missed the game with an ankle injury. Bagley was able to get the start. He played 33 minutes, had 10 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. He probably won't have much value as soon as Duren is back, but for the short term, keep an eye on him, especially if you're in a deep league. If you have hung around this long, we're about to wrap up with the top drops in fantasy leagues right now. Xavier Tillman is starting to be dropped after only playing 13 minutes, only got you 4 rebounds, a steal, did not score. The opportunity is still the same for him, and I'm assuming those minutes, he's going to have the higher end. You see there before that, he hadn't played less than 24. So if somebody panic drops him, now may be the opportunity to pick up Xavier. Isaac Okoro is being dropped by some diamond teams after playing almost 31 minutes, only getting you 2 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Did get you a steal. This guy has historically been inconsistent, so I will not be shocked to see him dropped and picked up throughout the season based on his value any given week. Considering the Clippers were not at full strength and he was able to play 34 minutes, Bones Highland kind of laid a dud, and he's going to have absolutely no playing time once James Harden arrives. So if you were holding on to him for some reason, let him go. Pick up one of these other deep league targets that we discussed. Max Strus is being dropped by some diamond tier teams after playing a second game, getting 33 or more minutes and still only getting scoring in the single digits. He did get you 2 blocks and 4 assists, so it wasn't a complete bust of a line, but still, some people are growing impatient. Overall, I still like his opportunity to help you, so if somebody drops him, pick him up, and if you're holding on to him, don't drop him just yet. Lugans Dort is also being dropped, second game in a row, only getting you single-digit scoring. He has gotten you steals consistently, and last night was the first game where he didn't get you a block since the season started. So the defensive potential is still there. If somebody moves on from him, I would give him a good hard look. I think he will be better as the season goes on. That is it. If you haven't yet, do me a favor. Once again, I'm going to tell you to smash that like button and subscribe to Brock Lesnar Hoops if you have not yet. I've made a lot of changes this season, and if you're enjoying them, do me a favor, leave a comment, and let me know. Can't get enough of my content? Well, here is another video for you to check out. Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. See ya.